Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR podcast series designed to bring you the latest in publicity strategy that the major players are using to get their competitive advantage in the marketplace. Today, we're discussing how to use radio media as a starting point in your success. And here's a hint, its power goes way beyond just being on the show. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director for Annie Jennings PR, and I'm joined by the Annie of Annie Jennings PR herself, the publicist who has created many of the concepts in play today, including pay-for performance publicity, guaranteed deliverables, and the platform strategy, which begins with the number one radio campaign in the country, where you are booked on radio shows in the top most influential markets and on nationally syndicated shows and networks. You are able to access high-impact, high-listenership radio shows that allow you to share your message and create national expert status and, of course, enjoy the outstanding success that comes with that. So welcome, Annie.
Well, thank you, Stacey. I'm so happy to be here today. And Stacey is our radio director at Annie Jennings PR. And I have to say, she is absolutely fantastic and very talented. And getting a chance to work with Stacey is like getting a chance to work with gold. So we're all very fortunate to have her here.
Thank you. That was very nice. I appreciate that. And, you know, it is my pleasure to work with radio clients as a radio director and helping them get their success off to an outstanding start. And let's talk a little bit about the radio campaign, Annie, and why the radio is so important. It's an important fundamental element of a client's success.
Right, I agree. It is a fundamental element of a client's success because it has a many deliverables that go far beyond just being booked on the air. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your audience. It's your chance to show your stuff, you might say, that is, influence people with the way that you think. And the listeners are all live. Generally, these interviews are live or booked to live, meaning they may be recorded in advance, but they were just recorded just to make sure you don't drop off the line. Or with cell phones these days, they've got to make sure the quality is really good. So generally you have a live audience, and I like this because you're reaching people right away. It's an immediate deliverable for you. And I sometimes say it's an audition for the sale in that you're having a conversation, a socially relevant conversation about essential issues to our society today, with the host, and the host is very well versed in what their audience want to hear. So the host is going to guide you in some questioning, and you'll be able to just showcase the way you think, your expertise. And you get another reason we love radio is because you are able to promote your interests during the campaign. And I'm going to ask Stacey to tell us a little bit about why media training is so critical in learning this skill set. But I like the fact that radio has a very nice open forum in that if you create the triple win, that is, the show is very happy with the interview, you've done a terrific job engaging the audience and letting them hang on to your every word, and you've given the show what they're looking for, which is a really stimulating conversation to serve the needs of the audience. And the audience, they don't want to be sold. They want to be entertained, informed. They want to listen to some really, you know, advanced intellectual thought and commentary. But they also want to know at the end of the interview, well, how do I find out more about this guest? I love this conversation. Sounds perfect for me. I got to get this book. So that comes the promotion part. So, Stacey, part of the campaigns that we offer is the fact that they get unlimited media training. Now, unlimited media training is important because sometimes one session is just not enough, right, to get the whole skill set down. But why do we use our unlimited media training as a very valuable tool in helping our clients be number one experts in their field?
Well, you know what, Annie, the unlimited media training is such a valuable part of the radio campaign itself. I will call it invaluable. There have been so many clients that have come to us to say, listen, without talking to Jason, who is our radio trainer, he's a former award-winning producer for CBS Radio, so he knows the ins and outs of the industry like nobody's business. They come to me and say, thank goodness for my conversations with him, with being able to reach out to him and talk to him throughout the duration of a campaign. I would not have been on top of the news if it wasn't for knowing that these shows need the latest, what's going on in the industry and in the news every single day for their content, for their listeners, and also just to get you comfortable and creating confidence. And that's another reason why the radio is so great as a starting point, somewhat of a launching pad into your overall success model, because you are now feeling good about yourself. We find people saying, listen, hey, I didn't even know I could talk about this. I didn't even know I was an expert in this sort of a thing. But you are. You're an expert probably in more than you know. And the media training is there to help you create that confidence, learn the skill set and interacting with the media, getting practice throughout so you, again, are comfortable and you come across that way on the air. And, of course, being able to, as Annie mentioned before, promote without being promotional. And so you're giving a great interview that is benefit-rich and content-rich to the audience. You're engaging with them. You're creating a relationship even with them, even in those 5 to 10 minutes that you're talking to those hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of people over the phone. You are creating a relationship. You're getting them to be interested in what else you have to say. You're resonating with them with your message. And so then they'll want to learn a little bit more about you and your services in your book. So that is just a huge plus with the media training as you're taught to do that.
Stacey, there's so many things I love about radio. It's so hard to just summarize them, you know, in the 5 minutes or the 10 minutes that we have. So we're definitely going to do more installments of this podcast conversation on radio. But I have to say that I love radio the most because, well, there's so many reasons, all right? So let's say one would be, but it's in no particular order. Let's put it that way. I love that you are, the clients are able, and authors are able to blanket the country with their messaging with a phone call. These shows are all phoners. So these shows are calling you at interview time, and your media trainer will train you. Believe me, by the time you get on the air, you're going to be a pro. Our media trainer has got such a tremendous skill set that you're going to go from entry level, like, well, what am I going to talk about in the air, to, like, I am just an outstanding guest. You're going to be able to say that about yourself. So we make sure you're fabulous before you even go on the air. But the thing is you can sweep the country with your messaging, and you have an important message to share. Every client that comes to us has spent a long time and money, time and money on their book. And now it's their chance to get out there and influence the world and change the world. You know, when you listen to everybody's what they want to do or what they want their legacy, they want to know that they made an impact, that they mattered. And radio, again, one of the zillions of things we love about it, and we're going to come back and do more podcasts on all the things we love about radio, is really your ability to influence, to create new thought, to examine the issues making our headlines today, and help people make choices based on their own personal belief system. It's education, it's conversation, it's entertainment. And by the way, Stacey, recently our media trainer did send over some current information, and radio is going very strong. Sure, there's a lot of platforms now that are taking away the attention of your audience. You have, I don't know, all these things on your iPad, right? You have Netflix, which I have Netflix and I love it too. Seriously, I could actually get by without a TV some days, I think. Now that I have Netflix, who needs anything else? But so that's what's kind of happening. Is there's other mediums of information, and I scour all the news sites every day. So like I am like in the thick of it. But I'm also noticing that, yes, an audience could be leaving the traditional TV networks and the traditional cable networks. I'm thinking, wow, who would have thought that there could be a day when we don't really have TVs in our homes anymore? I know it's real early to say that, but what if that was a possibility? But then I'm thinking, what about radio? Well, the recent stats show that radio is going very strong. It hasn't suffered. People are still flocking to radio. It's reaching a really great demographic, younger, you know, upwardly mobile people, a great segment of the population. It just scans. It scans from anywhere from 25 all the way on up. So you're reaching a wide variety of people. And really, the way that they're going to perceive your message is going to be important to the way that they move on in their lives and the way they move on to influence. So it's such a domino effect. It's like our clients are just one element of it, and they go out there and they touch a life and they touch a life of, let's say, a 25-year-old, and then a 30-year-old, a 35, a 40, and these people are going to interpret their messaging a little bit differently, and they're going to bring it forward a little bit differently until the magnitude of the domino effect is insane, is outstanding. So one interview can impact significantly. Now, this is just the benefits of being able to share your messaging, what you set out to do in writing your book. Next podcast, we're going to talk about the benefits to your business model and how wonderful things can start to happen to you as you become a national expert or known as a great conversationalist and a mind and advisor to the people. Wonderful things start to happen. You skyrocket your career. Competitors, please, there won't be any. You know, it's just you're out there, and it's inexpensive. It's a way to get out and blanket the country, and we love it. I love it for so many reasons. I've just given you the first. Stacy, we've got to come back and give the rest of the reasons.
I know, we do. And let's do that. We'll do that soon. And I want to tell our listeners that you can learn much more about Annie Jennings PR and how you can achieve success with radio as well at our website, which is AnnieJenningsPR.com. That's AnnieJenningsPR.com.